Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and our Ram Wire Insider. Mike, my friend, good to catch up with you.
Good to catch up with you, too. Man. Sorry I missed you last week. My phone never rang.
I don't know what's going on, man. I still think you were ducking us, but you know what? You're making up for it already. So.
Honestly, it was a bye week, so I just took the whole week off. I was in Bermuda.
I figured.
I was working on my tan, as you can tell. Yeah.
Well, were you wearing your CSU Hawaiian shirt by chance? That might be a good opportunity to do that.
It's a good thing you brought that up. I actually wore that this weekend at I was with the swim team in Grand Junction as they swept seven duels at their first competition of the year. So, yeah, figured I had pulled that thing out for the first day of the meet. And I think it inspired the team, obviously.
I think it inspires people on a regular basis, man. I think that's the greatest shirt combo because that's your style. And then you mix it in with the Rams. So I think we need to have more of those available. I don't know where I can get it, but I think they need to be out there.
I agree with you. I think you can get them at the bookstore.
All right. Well, I'm in. Sure. I can't pull off a Hawaiian shirt like you do, but I'm going to give it a shot, and you're going to be surprised. I'm going to show up, and it's going to be glorious. Mike, my friend, bye week. How are we feeling? I'm so confused. I know it doesn't take much for me to get confused, but the first four games were all over the map, and I've been saying this. It's like the last two games, our last two samples for Colorado State, really leads me to believe that, hey, this team might be turning some things around as we start Mountain West Conference play.
It is. So I don't know about you. I come out of the bye week really energized, rejuvenated, refreshed. But it's more of what they're going to do. So, yeah, I think when we talked to Steve, it's like he said, they had practice Monday, the day that we talked to him in his press conference. He said it just wasn't as good of a practice. But by no means was it a bad one. He thought last week was excellent, that they got the work done. And then today, they were all really excited about how they came out in practice. They should feel rejuvenated because they are 1-3. Nobody's happy about that. But this next eight-week stretch, that's all Mountain West games. They can do whatever they want to do with these eight games and really turn around how their season is perceived. A lot of goals can be accomplished, and I think that's the way they're really taking their focus into this. It's a 0-0 start for them now for what really matters, and they can go out and get a lot accomplished. Now, they need to get healthy, and they need to stay healthy, and they need to find some additional offense, especially in the third quarter.
Mike, and the bye week did come at the perfect time for that side of it as far as health goes. How healthy can we talk about that yet, or what do we know at this stage, expecting some players that we've been missing to come back this weekend?
You know, I think Steve's still hopeful. It's still kind of day-to-day with a couple of these guys. And obviously the two key ones on offense are going to be David Bailey and Dante Wright. And Dante's been out for a while, and you've seen how it's kind of drained some of the explosiveness out of this offense. So, yeah, he would be an important one to get back. David would be another one because he was just coming off a 30-carry game. He gets injured on his first carry against Iowa. You wonder if he helps the run game more. Just his big bruising style, I think, would have helped out a lot in that game against Iowa. But, yeah, so he's going to be on the mend. Other guys are going to be on the mend. And they're just hoping. I mean, you just kind of wait week by week. But in the meantime, you need to start getting like a Jordan Kress, a Ty McCullough, EJ Scott, who had a really nice play, in the Iowa game. You've got to get those guys more involved, and they need to produce at a more consistent pace.
We're talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com. And Mike, how about on the other side of the field, I should say, San Jose State? They were without Starkel last week, but they were still able to get a nice win for them coming off of a rough game the week before. Any ideas there yet, or anything that you're hearing as far as who to expect under center for the Spartans?
I haven't seen if it's going to be Starkel or if it's going to be Nash again. Nash played pretty well for him last week. They didn't ask him to do a whole lot, but what they did ask him to do, he did well. He kept that offense going. It was against New Mexico State. I think San Jose State's a really interesting team. They've been up and down. They are 1-2 on the road, but they do have a conference win So, you know, they're 1-0 in conference play and they're things. So they're looking as a defending champs to come out. It's been a really strange conference, if you ask me. Boise State's 2-3. They've lost a couple at home. You've got three teams in the Mountain, which is where Colorado State needs to put its immediate focus. You got three teams on top of standings. They're all 1-1. We haven't played a conference game yet. Wyoming hasn't played a conference game yet. There are a lot of things that are wide open, and I think a lot of things are playing out rather strange. So this is very much going to be a week-to-week league, and you need to bring it each and every week.
Well, in Wyoming, I mean, you look at Wyoming, they're 4-0, but then you kind of look at their opponents. You know, the Bears saw Montana State this weekend, and they're a good team. But then, you know, they barely get past UConn. So you're wondering, you know, what kind of team are the Cowboys?
Again, yeah, I mean, that's it. I don't think we have a firm grasp on what any team in the Mountain West actually is, which is a good sign for a Colorado State team that's 1-3. They can really impose what type of team they want to be. They can put their stamp on their identity, especially these first couple of weeks of Mountain West play. You've got some games that are winnable, and one of them is at home, and it starts this week. Then you go on the road. You know, Utah State's been an interesting team to me. I mean, you beat Air Force, and then, you know, they sustain a loss. It's a different league this year. And like I said, I think week by week, you have to be ready for whatever that matchup is. And you're going to have to match up against whatever other teams do well and what you can do well. And right now, what Colorado State does really well is stop the run.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, we saw that so evident against Iowa, a team that loves to run the football, and they're very good at it. Mike, did you see all that coming? I mean, the stopping the run was one thing, of course. What Iowa, I think they only ran for like 50 yards. That was just phenomenal. But to keep it within 10, to be up at halftime, I mean, this was just such a shock. And I know there's moral victories, whatever, but I sure walked away feeling kind of like it was a moral victory, especially given how the first 2 weeks of the season went.
Yeah, you don't count more. They don't keep coaches hired, and they also don't count in standings. But what it does do is it gives a team some confidence. I mean, you're up 14-7 at half, and it could have been 21-7 against the number 5 team in the country. You shut down the run for a half, and then you did it again in the second half. That's a good running offense. That's exactly the type of offense that the Adazio wants here. You want to be able to have a run game that wears down a team. Where Colorado State gave up its chunk plays was in the secondary again, and that's a young and growing secondary. But then again, Robert Floyd got beat deep on one play, comes back four plays later, gets the interception, and sets the Rams up for that go-ahead touchdown at the end of the first half. So there are some signs that they're seeing some growth and some development, and they need that because, I mean, you look at it, if you put Blackburn and Howell on the field, that's a true sophomore and a true freshman playing at safety. Taiwan Francis is back. He's healthy. That gives them some more experience back there in the deep part of the secondary. Ajay started for 4 years. You've got Cameron in there. But Floyd's been coming in playing for them. The more you can develop these guys and get them and make them a stronger unit overall, the better off you're going to be.
We're talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Conference play, like you said, starts this weekend. It should be crazy. You got homecoming weekend. It really is setting up for a great start to conference play for the Rams because, like you said, there's a lot of people maybe rejuvenated, just kind of optimistic after the last couple of games.
Yeah, there's hope. There's definitely hope. And I think some fans were definitely down after the first 2 weeks. Obviously, the win on the road at Toledo started to give some people some pause. But then I think the way they did perform against Iowa really has people in a really curious place right now. What team is going to show up this week and what kind of team can this actually be? I mean, right now they're only averaging 20 points a game. And in this day and age in college football, no matter how good your defense is, it's hard to win week to week just putting 20 on the board. They need to find a little bit more consistency in that regard. But if they can do that, there really are limitless possibilities for this team moving forward.
Mike, how's everybody, how's Coach feeling right now about Todd Senteo? I know at the beginning of the season, obviously talked very highly of him, and Senteo's had his had his great moments. Obviously, when he's running the football, he can be explosive. Missed a couple of open guys last week, Trey McBride being one of them. Overall, how do you assess him? How is the coaching staff looking at Todd at this point?
I think they're very happy with his leadership. I think they're happy with the way that he's improved and the down-to-down. They do love him as a runner, and they are working with him on trying to complete those deep balls. Those are momentum plays, and he's missed a couple this year, and he knows it. He's the first one that tells you that I've got to improve on those plays. I've got to hit those throws. The one to Trey in the Iowa game would have been just huge if they could have hit that one. So those are the ones that he has to hit. So he's completing passes at a fairly decent clip. He's dropped off a little bit, especially in the Toledo game. He wasn't overly sharp. But they need to get him back to the way he looked against South Dakota State, and they also know that they need him to hit a couple of those vertical passes. You're not going to hit all of them. Nobody ever does. But you need to hit enough of them that keeps a defense from putting 10 people in the box all the time.
Mike Brohard, hey, kind of crazy news last week with the conference stuff. I mean, I know you're paying attention to all of that, but it was very interesting, man. I mean, the AAC talks were really ramping up, and then we kind of hit that wall of, you know what, we're staying with the Mountain West, which I personally think for now it seems like the right move.
Right now, I think if you look at the Mountain West and you compare it to the AAC, knowing who they're going to lose, Mountain West is a better conference. Here's the other thing that everybody's got. You got to look at the big picture, too. Where's the rest of the moving and shaking going to come? Because I don't think conference realignment's done, not even at the Power 5 level. So if Colorado State, Air Force, Boise State, San Diego State are four of the key components that the Big 12 is looking at, maybe even the Pac-12 in some instances, if they ever decide to actually move forward, that's what's going to make it interesting. Where do you sit when that final table is going? So, yes, the Mountain West looks much stronger than the AAC right now. I firmly believe that, not just in football, but in basketball. And that's a good place to be, but you still have to wonder what's going to happen down the road. And obviously, if the Big 12 comes calling and they offer CSU an invitation, then it's great. But I know there are some teams and some conference commissioners that are starting to say, okay, what if we lose this piece or this piece? Where do we stand? Are we still the best group of five conference? And so I don't think all the moves are done. And I don't think they're just Power 5 moves. I think you've got some possibly moving pieces from one group of five to the other group of five, or the non-autonomous five, if you want to call it that way. There's still movement to take place. And I don't even know that the Mountain West, they're just not very public about what they do or what they're thinking, which I think drives some of the fan base nuts, but I don't think they're not talking about nothing at all. I know they are talking about things and what could look like if you add this piece or that piece, or if this piece leaves. There's going to be more changes coming, and I think we all know it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I'm hanging on for dear life because one report today might mean something completely new, different, you know, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now. Mike, always appreciate you, my friend. And, hey, I'm going to be out there. I'll see you in the press box on Saturday.
Sounds lovely. A nice 1:30 kickoff for homecoming. Hotel rooms in the area are full, so we're expecting a really good crowd. Students have been turning out. So I think it's going to be a great weekend. And then if you get a chance, show up early. Go watch Nico and his team. They're going to have a scrimmage at 10 o'clock at Moby. So that's a great way. You could have a full homecoming day. Start off with a little men's basketball, then go over and watch a football game. It could be a great Saturday.
Yeah, and that basketball team, I know we're going to get more details, but, man, that's going to be exciting. Mike, always appreciate it, man. We'll see you soon.
Hey, you take care, guys.
All right, man. That's Mike Brohard from CSURams.com and RamWire Insider, 148 The Time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.